Yeah, I'll have a large extra butter popcorn, and she'll have snow caps? Really? Snow caps? They taste like cardboard. Okay.
Come along, it's time for you to listen to this review from DC to MCU. It's time for Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews. Rundown Reviews.
We've, so this is another Rundown Reviews. This one was of the movie Spider-Man, of the Amazing...
The Amazing Spider-Man 1977.
There we go. Thank you very much.
Which was another made-for-TV...
Yeah, it was a made-for-TV pilot for the 77-78 TV show. Which... So, and like I said, outside of recording, or outside of watching, that... I had thought I saw this when I was younger. Turns out I had apparently watched like multiple episodes on one VHS tape, which makes that actually makes more sense that way, because there was like two different story plots. And then if I remember correctly, it was weird how it went from this story plot to then this next story plot. The one I saw, this one was obviously not what I saw. So yeah, this was the first time viewing.
Yes, same here.
Same as you. But, you know, this is a character. We finally got our Spider-Man back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only took a while. But this was... It wasn't terrible. Like, it wasn't the best.
I'll say that I actually think the Doctor Strange one was better than this.
I will agree with you on that one.
But there were some interesting things in this one.
Yeah.
I guess we can recap the movie.
Go ahead.
So... we start off with some 70s porn music.
A lot of it.
There's some possible mind control with a gas mask bank robbery. Then we, you know, meet Peter Parker, who is working with radioactive substances. And
mm-hmm. He's like a lab technician.
Yeah, him and his... Well, he's a research assistant at university, so that he can... it's part of his courses.
You know, the funny thing is, the university he goes to, if... The trivia is to be believed.
Empire State University?
Well, sure, but...
I mean, that's what he... Yeah.
When he, like, he walks in, seen by a security guard, going into Dr. Banner's lab.
Really?
Dr. Banner is obviously the alter ego of Incredible Hulk.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing it. It must have just been a quick pass.
Yeah, something that we wouldn't have noticed right away. But they use their science to scare an old man. a spider gets admitted, or you know, radiation admitted to it. A spider bites Peter.
I will say that radiation, all that was in between them and the radiation was a...
Glass. Plastic, actually.
Plastic.
Yeah. It was even just like latched on. It didn't have like actual like seals.
So I'm pretty sure both him and his lab assistant, which...
No, don't worry. They had Geiger counters on their chests. They're fine.
Okay. But his lab friend... was wearing essentially a Captain America shirt.
Yeah.
It was just a star, which was kind of fun.
Yeah. Peter almost gets hit by a car.
In the slowest or the worst car chase
ever. Oh my God, right? It was going so slow. Like this, but it did hit the wall at like 6 miles an hour and killed the driver.
Yes, which is amazing. Well, they didn't have airbags back then.
True. And you know, the car probably weighed like 900 pounds, so it was actually probably traveling a lot faster.
Well, yeah.
We are introduced to the grouchy police captain, Barbera? Yeah. Barbera.
I believe so, yeah. Because
I was thinking Hanna-Barbera when I heard it. Which I have no anything as far as Spider-Man goes for that one. So, but we get more 70s porn music. Also, we find out that Peter Parker is actually Frederick from The Sound of Music. So, thankfully, they were able to escape Austria so that Spider-Man could happen.
Nicholas Hammond is his name.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I'll get into the actors in a bit.
So, then we have him learning his power montage, which is a bingo hit.
Mm-hmm. For the origin?
Origin and the training montage.
Okay. Yeah.
So, we had two bingo hits right there.
That's true.
The cut and paste climbing epic.
So, part of the trivia... this was, you know, right after Batman 66. So in the Batman 66, obviously, when Batman and Robin were scaling a building, they just turned the camera on the side and they were walking
on the across ground. The floor.
Yeah. This one, they actually, you actually saw the actor climbing the walls, and they had, you know, wires on them.
But they used the cutting out the
yes.
What the hell do they call that? The same thing they used in Star Wars for the backgrounds.
Oh crap. Rotoscoping. No, that's not this. But no, it's like cut and paste. It's basically the cell animation, I think, is layered over, but it's bad CGI. What we would call bad CGI right now.
Basically, they filmed Peter climbing around, like just crawling around on the floor, and then they took that, they cut him out of it, blacklining.
That's what
it's called.
Okay.
Well, but they outline him, cut him out, and then they add him to the other strip.
It's green screen before green screen.
Yeah, basically. But we get some of that. Then we get JJ, who wants pictures of Spider-Man. I'd also like to point out that the Peter Parker in this is kind of obnoxious.
A little bit. But if you think about it, this is what, 77?
Yeah.
So, mind you, the only Spider-Man comics we've had so far in the other show is
Death of Captain Stacy.
Death of Captain Stacy, and he was kind of annoying. You've read The Death of Gwen Stacy.
Yeah.
And I do remember after Gwen died, he was annoying to Mary Jane, or maybe Mary Jane was annoying to him. I'm not entirely sure which. But if you follow that logic, maybe in the 70s he was more arrogant.
Fair enough. But then we have the first use of the GoPro.
Yes.
So they actually did the Spider-Man point of view videotaping while he was climbing and doing some stuff. And it looked pretty darn good. For the 70s, like never seeing this before in a movie as far as that old goes, it was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Props to that.
Peter Parker has bad hygiene. He sneezed on his hand and then touched people.
The one scene where Judy, his love interest, I guess you'd call her.
Yeah, the person that he just met that day, and then they kind of
hit it off, apparently. Yeah. Like
after he borrowed money from her and took her on a really bad date where he made fun
No, that
her.
Was, that's the same day.
That's right.
Yeah. No, so like he's getting not berated by Jonah, which basically he was, gets kicked out of Jonah's office.
All the time.
Sneezes. You know, covers his mouth, good for him, but uses his hand, and then walks up to her, and they're talking, and she, like, grabs his hand and walks away. He doesn't wipe it off on the napkin or anything.
Anything.
Doesn't go wash it off.
Didn't sneeze into his freaking, elbow like you're supposed to.
Uh-huh.
But then we meet up with the hard-nosed police captain, Barbera again.
Barbarella. No, not Barbarella.
Barbera.
Barbera.
And, he's got like this Columbo type of like
a little bit
gruff kind of voice, and everything's got to be hard nosed, and I'm gonna get down to the business of this. And
he's a tough go get 'em New York cop.
Sure, that's what they were going for, anyways. I was excited that Peter did make his web shooters in this.
Yes,
even if they're one shot hacks, but I also want to point out that for a broke college kid who had to borrow money from his one-day girlfriend, he did have a lot of fancy equipment in his aunt's attic.
Well, that's why he's broke, because he bought all that.
Fair enough. Anyways, towards the end of the movie, we get this inconsistency with some mind control so that Peter Parker does not kill himself, but in fact is able to save the day by teleporting from the Empire State Building to the bad guy's lair.
So the point of the movie is, or like I said, we had the mind control early on, Robin Banks.
The point of the movie is that women should listen to men. What was her name?
Judy
said, "Oh, I should have listened to you, Peter." After he told her, "Look, I've known you for 4 hours. You're going to do what I tell you to."
Wow.
See?
No. So
70s
the,
logic.
The villain, what was his name? Brian or Brian?
Byron.
Byron. Thank you.
Mr. I know this because it's Charity's ex-boss's name.
Okay.
And he'd be the same kind of guy.
Mr. Byron. He is trying to basically extort money, rob banks,
$50 million from the city.
With 77,
that would have been more than they would have had, I'd assume.
Probably,
because
But he also kind of runs a cult.
Yeah,
for the most part,
he brainwashes people in this.
It's like it's supposed to be like a self help
guru type of thing.
What's the actual word?
we're not good with words here.
We are terrible with words.
Or
Rundown Reviews. Well, either one.
Yeah. Either one we're really bad with words on.
But no, like, he's supposed to be like the self-help. Like, I'm going to help you help yourself make your dreams come true. In reality, he is...
All he does is, like, berates him. He's, like, the biggest asshole to him.
Yeah.
All your dreams are shit.
then, also, to become exclusive member of this club, all you gotta do is ask, apparently.
And then he gives you a pin, and then you're in.
Yeah. But that pin, obviously, was what the mind control... Like, it apparently it, left it a electric...
Up, well, it would pick up the microwave signals and then send them to their brains, which he had warped with his special device.
I don't know. It was bouncing around too much. It was just too
unexplainable right. Science. That was my other bingo option. The other bingo.
So we got three bingo hits.
Three bingo hits for this one.
Let's see here. Yeah, Pia never washes his hands. Oh, I will say, because it was the 70s, the bad guys always wore good suits.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody wore suits. But, like, the henchmen, you know, three-piece suit.
Yeah.
Whereas nowadays, henchmen's, jeans and a t-shirt?
Yeah.
Like.
Some leather pants and, you know.
Yeah. Chains.
And a biker helmet.
So, yeah, let's go ahead and... I also want to point out there was no locks on any windows.
Oh,
or if there were, they were never locked.
No windows were ever locked. And Peter left every door he walked out open.
Yeah.
Every door.
Well, I mean... He walked out of his house and then walked back in, so...
Fair enough.
But he did leave the door open the entire time.
Yeah.
But no, like, there's one of the guys that Byron mind controls to rob a bank and then crash his car. He didn't die. They put him in the hospital, and the pin starts transmitting again.
Well, one of the henchmen brings the pin back in. He's dressed as a doctor. He is dressed as a doctor, goes into a guarded room, which I would assume they'd be checking everybody's IDs when they go in there.
But he's a doctor. He's got the lab coat on.
But he didn't have a name tag.
He did have a name tag.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read
what it was.
Oh, see, I didn't see the name tag. That's why I had the problem with this, but...
Okay, yeah.
Never mind, he had a name tag.
He had a name tag.
Hey,
and a lab coat.
I mean, isn't that how Harrison Ford got into the hospital when he was the fugitive? Was he made his own name tag and then got in there? Because Julianne Moore stopped him.
I killed my wife. What?
It was the one-armed man.
Yeah.
Anyways, wrong movie.
But this guy, Judy's dad,
yeah.
Which is how Peter and Judy
originally
met.
Because
she's kind of.
Okay, so they let...
Before that, or after that.
After that.
We were bouncing all over the place, which is fine. He gets up, because he's being mind-controlled, and then he gets ready to jump out the window.
But he,
and he just sits there. Sits at the window.
Well, he had to wait long enough.
Then he opens up.
He had to wait long enough for Peter to get changed, and climb up the building, and climb around the building to find the room that he's in.
Well, he climbed up to the top, then climbed down...
As opposed to just climbing straight up where he was at.
Yeah, well, yeah. So the mind control, that's where Ron is talking about how
the
inconsistency, because the pin was still in the room controlling Mr. Tyler.
Who was like 15 feet away from it.
Versus when Peter was being mind controlled later on, the pin gets knocked off
his jacket and he automatically wakes up. Like, oh, but he knew exactly what was going on.
He did.
Everybody else had no idea what was going on for the time that they were out. But as soon as he woke up, he's like, oh, I know exactly what I must do.
Well, because he had already called Barbara.
Because he teleported from the Empire State Building to...
Well, yes. But he had called the captain before his mind control took over, saying, hey, I think...
I figured it out.
I figured the microwave, brainwave bullshit thing.
I know what's
going on,
see?
So... That's what was able to... So he kind of knew what to look for. Once that fell off, he probably heard it tink on the ground. And it's like, oh, hey, this is interesting.
Comic book logic.
Comic book
logic.
Ooh!
Hey, that's another bingo hit.
We did it!
No, but that's all... Well, if we use a free space, I guess.
We don't use free spaces. We don't need to. We have enough for the board.
Well, in that case, we need one more for an actual bingo.
Exactly. We'll get there at some point.
One of these days, we're actually going to hit a bingo on one of these.
All right, so we've got...
Oh my gosh, they didn't even talk about his dead parents or Uncle Ben.
So, that's the thing. When I was on the live stream of the Geekverse from a while back, we did some trivia, and that was the one question I got right from Brent from Fans Without Borders. One of his questions was, name the first movie where Spider-Man did not bring up Uncle Ben. But they didn't name Uncle Ben by name. And, I mean, it's supposed to throw you off and say Spider-Man Homecoming. But the DC films or DC Squadcast guys or just Squadcast guys in general have been talking about Spider-Man 77 for so long that they were going to do it for the DC Films podcast that they do on Patreon.
I don't understand. Why is it a DC Films and they're going to do a Spider-Man?
It's actually called Squadcast Films.
Okay, but, gotcha. Sorry.
Whatever, shut up.
I want to make sure you're calling out the right thing so if people...
It's on Patreon. They got a good Patreon to actually listen to it. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Squadcast Films. Support their Patreon.
Yes. But they were talking about it so much because they were going to do it. I'm like, I wonder if this is a trick question. Sure enough, it was the one I got right. So,
well done.
But also because they were talking about Spider-Man 77 so much on all of their shows...
You just assumed that it was...
Well, no. I've forgotten that this was a thing, because this would have been our first movie. Our first movie. But we did Doctor Strange first, because that's the one I saw first. So we obviously put this in, slotted this in. Oh, which I also mean to say, whenever Heavy Metal does show up on streaming, we're going to just kind of...
Well, that's when we'll hit that.
We'll work that in at some point, so... But that's a whole different thing. yeah. So yeah, so Nicholas Hammond played Spider-Man, played Peter Parker. Like you said, he was in Sound of Music. Survived that.
Yeah, thankfully.
Apparently he was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I still haven't seen that. Need to go see it.
Is that...
That's the Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio. Ooh, I think it's Margot Robbie in it?
I don't know.
Once upon
Is that a newer movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope. Yeah, Margot Robbie's in it. She plays Sharon Tate.
Anyways.
That's right.
He's in that.
Yeah, Quentin Tarantino movie.
Gotcha. So that makes sense.
See, he was also in Crocodile Dundee in Los Angeles.
Oh, that was the bad one. No, third one.
That third one?
Yeah, because it's...
Look, I've only seen the first one. So
I've seen the first two, because the first one they're in is the one where... he goes back to New York with her, and then he tells her he loves her, in the subway where, the guys are yelling it back and forth. And then the second one's the one where they go south of some kind of, cartel or something. And anyways, yeah.
Sure, okay. David White plays J. Jonah Jameson. I recognized him from...
As Darren's boss from Bewitched.
Well, he's Darren's boss from Bewitched. Also from Brewster's Millions. He was one of the lawyers that Brewster... was working against.
Yeah,
I guess
because he's always a douchebag in everything he's in.
Well, I don't know. This is kind of fun in this one.
But he was still a douchebag. He was J. Jonah Jameson.
Yeah.
And in this one, he was actually a bigger douchebag than normal. Like, he was just a straight up dickbag. To Peter the whole time. Oh, look, you got me more pictures. Get the fuck out of here, kid. I need pictures of Spider-Man. I can't hit the table because I don't want to fuck up the...
Thank you. Appreciate that one. There you go. I feel like, what's his name?
Robbie?
No, well, because we'll talk about Robbie. I'll talk about Robbie here in a second. I feel like J.K. Simmons was a pretty big dick to Peter Parker.
But he wasn't a dick like this guy was a dick to him. He was a dick in a funny way.
Well, I guess he was just, he was being a dick to everybody.
Yeah.
Versus this one, he blatantly was, but he also only associated himself with Peter and Robbie.
True.
And the captain at the very end.
Yeah. Because he was like, oh, Captain, we're going to write this paper like you did it all by yourself. And Spider-Man was nowhere to be seen. And the captain's like, well, if that's the way you're going to write it.
wouldn't have it any other way. No.
You suck my dick and I'll suck yours.
Speaking of the captain.
Sucking dick?
Yeah. Yep. No, Michael Pataki?
I don't know. Is he Jared's dad?
No, that's Padalecki. apparently, he was in Rocky IV. Nikolai Koloff? I'm assuming probably one of Dolph's trainers.
Sounds like a Russian name.
Exactly. He was in Halloween 4, which is, The Return of Michael Myers, as Dr. Hoffman.
Hmm.
Yeah, Those yeah. are some of the other ones. Looks like he did some voiceover and a couple other things. Looks like some other TV shows. Ren and Stimpy. George LaCour.
I don't know.
I haven't seen Ren and Stimpy in forever. Hilly Hicks played Robbie Robertson.
Which he was... For me, I thought he was super young to be Robbie, because Robbie's supposed to be like, you know...
Robbie and Jonah are supposed to be
around the
close
same
to the same age. They've been working together forever.
Yeah.
I don't there's not really a lot here that I would know him from. The Bill Cosby show, apparently. In the 69 to 70 Bill Cosby show. Was there two Bill Cosby shows?
Apparently, because there was one in the 80s,
too. Yeah, that's the one I know of. I didn't know there was a first one. Huh, interesting. Looks like he was in Hill Street Blues a couple times. Captain Caveman. Nice. Voices. This is part of the trivia, but Robbie's character got written out when the show came about.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it is very shitty.
Like, Robbie's an important part of Spider-Man.
Yes.
And, you know, he was the literal only black person in that movie. He was literally the only black person in that movie.
Yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like only black person in that entire movie.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah, he was.
He was.
Yeah, because there wasn't any in the cult. There wasn't any when the police first saw Spider-Man.
Yeah. There weren't any in the police station.
No.
Or
anywhere else. Yeah. No, he was the only black person in the movie.
Literally the token black person of the movie.
Which is, I know in the show there was a more black people. But yeah, no, just the movie itself, he was the only one.
Actually, he was the only person of color in general. Like, there were no other...
Well, so Judy...
she's white.
Lisa Elbacher. Saudi Arabian.
Really?
Yeah. Born in Saudi Arabia.
Huh.
Daughter of an oil company executive. Let's see. Spent most of her formative years in Paris. Moved to Beverly Hills. Probably like the 50s. So yeah. But correct. But she was in obviously this one. Beverly Hills Cop, the first one.
Really?
Officer and Gentleman. 10 to Midnight. Oh, nice. With Charles Bronson film.
Oh, Charlie Bronson always had a rope with him.
See. Thayer David. Yeah, Thayer David. That was Byron.
The bad guy.
Yep. Looks like he was in the first Rocky. So another Rocky connection there. Journey to the Center of the Earth from 1959.
Okay, I was going to say that must have been the old one.
Yeah.
Because didn't you say he died like...
yeah, he right died after. In 78. Yeah, because he looks like...
yeah, because we thought Victor. He looked like Vigo.
Vigo.
From the Ghostbusters 2.
Yep.
The painting guy.
He
had looks the ugly
a
face.
Lot like him.
With the fucked up nose.
Yep.
And the big, like, weird lips.
Let's see. And then the last one I will mention is Len Lesser. He was one of the henchmen. And he is best known as Uncle Leo from Seinfeld.
There you go.
I mean, he's also in, like, Kelly's Heroes and How to Stuff a Wild Bikini. Wow, okay.
Kinky. That sounds like
Mickey Rooney's in that one. Interesting.
That sounds like a, what the hell is the Musketeer? Annette Funicello type of movie?
I'm not going to look into it. It's 65, so it might have been. But yeah, so some of the trivia, like I told you guys about the wires, using the wires instead of...
Which, actually, when they used the wires, it looked good.
It looked good. So did the POV shots.
The GoPro shots.
Of him going up. It was originally made for a pilot for the TV before a show, but it actually got a theatrical release in a number of territories. So a number of different
territories. So it was like
were not
Canada
in
and stuff.
let's see here. This pilot is from some of the few scenes of Spidey actually swinging on his web.
From the tree that almost broke with him hanging on it?
Look.
I'm gonna pick the smallest tree in the park and try to swing off of it.
That was part of his training montage.
I was really hoping he was gonna slingshot him off of it, because that would have been badass.
It would have been great. So I told you about Robbie being cut out. This also from the pilot TV movie to the show, they switched up the actors of
Jameson
and Aunt May. They went to completely different actors.
The Aunt May in this
looked like maybe 10 years older than Peter.
And she was annoying. Like, she was nothing like the sweet, caring Aunt May. She was like this batty old lady that, like, I didn't like it.
Well, we didn't have to deal with her for, like, all but two or three
and that
scenes.
Was enough.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Peter, did you take your medicine? Dinner's getting cold. Come down the stairs, Peter.
So, and this is just a fun note, but this show, I think, only got one season, maybe two seasons, but it got canceled off of CBS because CBS did not want to be known as the superhero network.
Fucking nerds.
Which is ironic because they had this, they had Wonder Woman,
mm-hmm.
which had gone on for, like, I think 3 years, if I'm correct.
Sounds about right.
They also had The Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
But that went on for another, like, two or three years after this got canceled.
Yeah.
So, hypocritical much. But it's also something that, I'm going to say that stuck with the network in general, because back in 2000 and, what was it? I think 15, when they had Supergirl on CBS.
Oh, yeah.
I liked it on CBS. It did good, but it didn't do the numbers they wanted, so, like, they cut it, and then CW picked it up and kept going until this year. They're done. They're canceled.
I haven't watched anything since before. I haven't even watched
crossover.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
I was happy to see all the old properties get brought back in, but it literally was just for, like, a 5-second blurb, which kind of sucks. Not all of them, but a good portion of them.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think what else there was. What were they? The Japanese guys?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so they were fighting with
Keto sticks.
Yeah, kendo sticks.
Kendo sticks are
keto. Yeah, keto. They're on a all fat or all meat diet. But they're fighting him with kendo sticks. Not like anything actually really dangerous. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can get some mean bruises from kendo sticks.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that, like, if you were to hit hard enough, you could probably break some bones. But they were literally henchmen with kendo sticks. And then after the mind control stopped, Spider-Man's like, hey, I reversed the microwave waves.
We're
you guys
want to
be friends? And they're like, oh, yeah, we friends now.
Which, actually, I remember now, there was another black guy, the taxi driver. After
oh,
Spider-Man
right.
fell down, so he's escaping, and they whip out, the Japanese guys whip out the flamethrowers, burn his webbing. He goes falling down the building, hits a gargoyle.
Which, they GoPro'd it when he caught the gargoyle, which was awesome.
Then he's trying to run away and hops up to this taxi who was just taking a nap.
I think he was actually drunk, but
it's fine. He was also the first one as Spider-Man he talked to.
Yeah. Because that was the first time you ever heard Spider-Man say anything.
Exactly. Because he didn't say much.
No.
Well, he also didn't show up a
lot
either.
Which is really disappointing because, like, I was looking for at least a quip.
Yeah. I think we're just used to the quips nowadays because I don't think he did somewhat in the comics, but not as much as he does now. But yeah, he goes up to that taxi driver and
I was
like,
at a masquerade ball.
Yeah, I was just keen to
take
me home.
I just don't feel good. And the driver's like, I don't feel good either. And I'm not taking you anywhere, especially to that part of town. But he hadn't said where he had to take him.
But Spider-Man was willing to be like, hey, this is my house. Come take me there. I'll pay you when I get there. Do you not know what being a superhero is, dude?
And he's like, sucker.
Yeah. But
I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday for a ride today.
But he also tried to do that with the mail guy.
Yeah. And then he borrowed money off of his, you know, 4-hour-long girlfriend.
Yeah. I put that in my notes. Worst date ever. He gets a hold of this girl.
Borrows money from her
to go pick up a whatever the hell he needed.
His little transponders they needed for his device to work.
They go to the seminar, the bad guy seminar.
He tells her it's stupid.
Yeah, he doesn't like it. She takes him home, and then he's like, so, am I ever going to see you again?
I don't know, Peter. We'll see.
What the fuck, dude? Worst date ever.
But she came back.
She did.
And not only did she come back, she's like, I should have listened to you.
Well, because she was one. So the whole plot of, I know we kind of got away from this.
Oh, yeah. The not us.
Byron was going to ransom the city for $50 million. He was mind controlling 10. He said he was going to mind control 10 people.
Well, he said 10 people, but there are like 30 people in that room.
Well, no, there was about 16. But he was mind controlling all of them anyway. Because the one lady.
Robbed the bank again.
The one lady robbed the bank. So.
And there were, what, 5 bank robberies before that?
Yes. Well, 4. One of them had 2 people.
That's right.
The other ones were by themselves. So apparently he didn't feel confident enough with that first job.
It was probably because the guy was so old that he wasn't sure he'd be able to get out to the car and get away.
But yeah, so. Where's I going with this?
Plot. Why?
Oh, yeah. So he mind controls 10 people, and he's going to ransom for $50 million to save those 10 people. There was only 4 they shown.
Yeah.
Peter being one of them. And
oh, my God. So the girl that was up on the building, the girl in the cute little sundress.
Yeah.
When they show her standing on the building, it's a dummy. A faceless, shapeless dummy in a dress.
I mean, you're not gonna put some real person up there.
I would.
Yeah, I know you would.
Especially a girl that hot and anyway. Dress that short.
But yeah, Judy was one of them. She was gonna go hop in front of a train.
Yeah.
This other lady was gonna jump off a building. Peter was gonna jump off a building. There was a guy gonna jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
But that's 4 people. And again, it's $50 million.
They ran out of money. Yeah, look, we know this day and age, they've been like, $50 million? Who do you think you got? Chelsea Clinton? Rush Hour.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay. But no, but they would have been like, $50 million? Look, we don't do anything with terrorists. Click. I hope they die so we don't have to pay that money.
Four people. Well, even 10 people. $50 million.
That's $5 million a person.
I mean,
you know, a city would have never done that.
No. I hate to say it, but you are correct.
They'd have been like, we don't deal with terrorists. And then hung up the phone and be like, don't worry, I just saved us a cool 50 mil. So and
they,
there's it's 10 more people.
The Pied Piper from Grim Fairy Tales.
Yeah.
Not going to come back and bite them in the ass. Yeah, so obviously that. Spider-Man goes over back to the building where the seminar's at, rips down the towers. I'm not even a tower. It's like where the radar, the dishes are to mind control everybody.
Yeah. It was a radar, satellite array.
There we go. Rips that down and apparently stops.
Well, not everything. Only does it stop it, but when he rips it down, it makes all of Byron's equipment backfire, which mind control, it hypnotizes
so
Byron.
I don't get that.
Because he wasn't even in the room that has the hypnotizing.
That's why I don't get it.
But apparently, when the array went down, you know,
yeah,
everything
it was enough to screw with
them. This is where comic book logic comes in.
It has to.
And unexplained science, again.
It has to with that, too.
And but he mind controls himself, and Spider-Man walks in there, he's like, so what you're going to do is go tell the police exactly what happened. Yeah. But he doesn't even tell the police what happened. What? He shows up there, and then the police that, he was also getting the money delivered into a boat, a biplane,
seaplane.
A seaplane. And he had his 2 goons in there. And his goons get arrested, and they're like,
don't even, so the goons get the money from the police. Don't even have a mask on or anything.
Yeah, they're just there. They're normal, you
like,
know?
Give me my money.
And they're like, oh, by the way, the city's all out of money, kids, and you're going to jail, see?
That's literally what they said. That was literally the line.
And, but they get to the police station, and Byron's walking up there, and he doesn't even say anything to Barbara. And these guys are like, that's the guy! That's the guy that's in charge! He was mind-manipulating us and made us do all this stuff. We didn't want to do it! And then the Barbara's like, get all these clowns and take them into the lockup. And the guy just walks by, and it's like, no, if he was mind-controlled, he'd have started blabbing his mouth right there where all the reporters would have heard everything that happened.
But he was told to talk to the captain.
But the captain was standing right there.
But the captain never identified himself. So unless Spider-Man told him who the captain is, what he looks like.
Well, he'd know what the captain, who the captain was because the captain had already been.
He was already mind wiped.
Fair enough. Who knows? Anyways.
Bad comic book logic. Correct. Is what that is. Wait, is that one of our?
Well, we have comic book logic. I mean, yeah, comic book logic is bad logic, so it makes sense.
Most of the time. I think that's probably about it.
That's it. As opposed to the last movie we watched, I would not recommend seeing this.
This one is not high up on
well, it,
the
it didn't age
viewing.
Well.
No. Unlike, you know, with Doctor Strange, that one was fun. Because there was a lot of practical. Yeah, you know, there was a lot of bad practical.
Well, yeah.
But a lot of practical.
But it also fit, I guess, for Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
To me.
Okay.
And even with, like, Flash, the greatest adventure...
Of all. Yep.
Yeah. It still aged well because it's what you expect for a cartoon from that time.
Yes. This is, like, 2 years before
I know,
Flash.
But what I'm saying, though, is, like, this dated itself. Like, okay, Doctor Strange had great music in it.
It did.
There wasn't 70s porn music. There wasn't even the 70s TV music.
Yeah.
Like, Doctor Strange just had some, like, legit good music for it. This was like, how can we make this super date itself? I know. Give him bell bottoms.
Yeah.
Give him fucking popped collars on everything he wears. Like, those fucking collars were bigger than half my shirt.
But that was 70s, though. Like,
exactly.
But
what I'm saying
I will say, though, I did like Nick Hammond. I thought he did actually a fairly
yeah,
decent
oh,
job
yeah.
as Peter Parker.
Absolutely.
Not really a Spider-Man. They don't do much to Spider-Man.
Well, I don't actually think it was him in the costume.
It probably wasn't.
Because he seemed really short and Asian. Like, I don't know. I know that's stereotypical or like...
Kind
of. But like, it made me think of like when we watch Power Rangers here in the United States and all the fight scenes are actually the fight scenes from the Japanese Power Rangers.
Funny enough, with the Ranger Alliance podcast I'm on, not all of them are.
Really?
Majority of them are, yes. Majority of them are from the Super Sentai TV show, but not all of them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Little nugget of wisdom there. Okay, so...
Well, that's all I've got.
You want to so you want to go ahead and rate this? I've got nothing else to go with it.
You know, I'm going to give it a 5.5.
Okay.
I really was... As much of a Spidey fan as I am... I couldn't give it more than a 5.5, and that's only because it's Spider-Man that is getting that high of a rating. I really was not impressed with the movie.
Yeah, look at the Superman one. I gave that one a 3.
Yeah.
And I'm a Superman fan. So it was just that was just bad.
Yeah.
This one is I mean, I'd watch this before I watch
Superman again. Yeah, me too.
So I mean on that alone, I think I'd probably give it about a 4.5. Because it wasn't that good. Like
yep.
it wasn't great.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't.
It was not something that I would recommend again. Which you know, so we've got a total of a 5 rating for this, which
yeah.
puts it just above Superman, I believe.
It puts it
and under Barbarella.
Yep.
Or under yeah, right.
Yeah. So in between Superman and Barbarella.
So yeah,
I think that's a good spot because
yeah.
I definitely watch Barbarella.
Oh well,
before
dude,
I would
watch Barbarella again just for the nakedness. In
well
it,
yeah, that's...
because.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
Jay Fonda. Whew.
Right?
Still get it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. She looked like... No.
Well, you can get it back then.
There you go.
Okay.
When I invent time travel, the first thing I'm going to do is go back and bang all the hot chicks that are too old to bang right now.
There you go. Smart man. Smart man.
Thank God I have a vasectomy.
Okay. So that's our show. Go rate... And review us on Apple Podcast or your podcatcher of choice. Go follow us on Instagram at comic book rundown, Twitter at comic rundown, or if you want to send us some emails, send them to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. Our music was done by Cam from the Sex Turtles and from Wreck My Podcast. Go check out those guys. Go check out the Ranger Alliance, which is part of the Geek Ultimate Alliance. I am part of the Ranger Alliance, and I have to promote it because I'm part of it. Also, the Geek Ultimate Alliance is a really good network. They have a lot. The network itself covers almost everything
geeky that you can think of.
Exactly. We're as of right now, which this will be coming out in January. I have to do my math there. Like, we're putting out a show every day of the week, sometimes 2 days a week, depending on the show. Travis, I don't think he's planning on adding any more shows anytime soon, Well, this was as of 2020. I know he kept saying once 2021 hits, we're gonna, you know, see where the landscape goes and assess. So, fingers crossed, maybe we'll get some more shows on the network, you know, down the road. But that's also, I mean, we already got like 10 shows, so who knows? Let's see, what else is there? We have t-shirts over at Redbubble. Just go, you know, search comic book rundown on redbubble.com. I think sticker, yeah, you could probably get a sticker
did
on there.
Did you do the magnets too? I can't remember.
I don't remember.
So, off subject, but I really want to make some magnets that look like an arm going like this. I can stick to my truck, like, on the side. Where it looks like my arm's just hanging out the window all the time. Because that'd be fucking hilarious.
Okay. Go to redbubble.com. Put it on there. I'm sure you can do it. I think that's everything. I can never remember. I need to, like, actually write this stuff down.
Write that down.
Yeah, I probably won't.
No, probably not. Yeah, we've covered pretty much everything. We've given props to props where they're due. Mm-hmm. Given shout outs that are due.
Yep.
And
couple of podcasts, go check
you
out.
You guys have figured out where you can find us. We would love to read any comments that you have to say to us.
Yep.
We will
read them on the podcast more often than not on the chitty chats, because those come out usually within the week after I record them. Obviously the other shows we hold on to for a minute. So
yeah, so it's a little bit more difficult for us to actually read ones that come out on there with it timeline wise
correct
accurate. But we really would just, I mean, I don't, we don't even give a shit if you're saying bad things.
I'll read it. You want to say how annoying my voice is or how much you don't like Ron's takes? Fine, we'll read them.
Exactly.
Who cares?
Oh, we're vulgar. Whoop-a-dee-doo. No.
Actually, that is a comment my brother has made numerous times.
Which brother?
Tony.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you'll get more listeners if you just stop cussing. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe you can go back. Never mind.
Tony, if you're listening to that, I do not really. I know you don't. I know I don't care, but.
But now you know I don't care also.
But yeah, so.
Hi, Tony. I've met you once. Twice.
Three times a lady? Anyway.
No, the lady that I've
met.
That's Angie. I've met Angie.
Yes. She says hi, by the way.
Oh, good. I haven't seen her in a long time. I need to ask her some questions. Anyways. Oh, if you need a house in the Fort Wayne area, go ahead and get a hold of sister Angie.
Yes.
There, one more shout out. Yeah.
Off the rails. Alrighty. Our next film we are going to be covering will be the Batman 66 film.
Nice!
So, I might have somebody on here for that one. It all depends on if schedule works out. It may not be. We'll see.
If we get shut down again for the Rona.
Well, hopefully, I got some. Well, yes, but I got I'll talk to you about that for recording wise.
Gotcha.
So yeah, so that's our show. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care.
Bye bye.